think I saw this article going viral. People are talking about asking questions on why Stonebwoy's song have been removed permanently on TikTok at the moment that we are talking, or I'm recording the video. So we have a full statement from UMG, Universal Music Global, stating why, and also we have TikTok who came out to explain why all this happening. But the main thing is, why is this thing happening? Why are we not having Stonebwoy songs on TikTok anymore? Or why has TikTok blocked Stonebwoy or banned Stonebwoy music? We have this from this blog, I think the Culture Joint. It's a blog that I think we can take it up to. So it goes like this. The Universal Music Group, which is the UMG, has announced a decision to withdraw its entire music catalog from TikTok when their contract expires on Wednesday, January 31st. And I want you to understand that the UMG, Stonebwoy, like, I don't know, how do you call this one? The Def Jam is somehow connected to the UMG, the Universal Music, and they work together. So if maybe you don't know Stonebwoy works for UMG, who did the Universal, they have a kind of way that they move together. So Stonebwoy, somehow is under UMG, which Stonebwoy is not just the artist. We have Casper, Universe, we have Yemi Alade, and I think that's you, I think that. And I think outside or out there, we have Drake, we have Taylor. So, let me read the whole blog or something, or the whole statement on it. So, let me take it again. Universal Music Group, which is the UMG, has announced its decision to withdraw its entire music catalog from TikTok when their contract expires on Wednesday, January 31st. The company is alleging that TikTok is attempting to build a music-based business without fair compensation for the music. In an open letter addressed to UMG artists and songwriters, the company expressed concern about TikTok's and proposed compensation with the prevalence of infringing content, issue of hits and harassment on the platform, and TikTok stands on artificial intelligence. With this statement, we didn't really get that word. In an open letter, let me take that lightly. In an open letter addressed to UMG artists and songwriters, the company expressed concern about TikTok's proposed compensation rates. Okay, with this one, I think TikTok decided on a particular amount on how much they should pay per song or per play by an artist. So I think that's how I understand that. The prevalence of infiltrating content, issue of hate and harassment on the platform, and the TikTok stance of artificial intelligence. With respect to the issue of artist and songwriter compensation, TikTok proposed paying our artists and songwriters at a rate that it's fractions of its rates that similarly situates major social platforms, the UMG letter indicates. So with UMG coming out, they were like, no, I think TikTok started to pay, or the TikTok rate was much lower than any other platform I've ever tried to negotiate with. So mean that TikTok is trying to pay a very low rate with their song. So then we have the next paragraph. UMG claimed that TikTok proposed paying artists and songwriters a batch of rates offered by the major social media platform. Additionally, UMG accused TikTok of demanding a contract rights AI-generated content to dilute the royalty pool for human artists, promoting AI music creation, and attempting to bully UMG into accepting a deal with less than previous ones. I don't know. So with this AI thing, now we have this kind of AI. I think with my understanding on this contest, I think the TikTok have a way of paying those creators, that produce content by AI. Additionally, UMG accused TikTok of demanding a contract right, allowing AIG. Let me take it again. Additionally, UMG accused TikTok of demanding a contract right, allowing AI generated content to dilute the royalty pool for human artists, promoting AI music creation, and attempting to bully UMG. So, with all this one, with my understanding, TikTok have a certain rate for AI music, because some people are using certain ways to put together doing all those things, and I don't know if they have a song that was not produced or normally sing by human, but generally produced by Max Fisher. If you know about this, and I think I don't need to explain much about it though. But if you don't know about it, I think I suggest you search about AI music. Maybe a song that was done by AI. That song that you could feel things you drink way too long. I go into the AI generated song and all those things. So that's it. Then we have, as our negotiation continue, TikTok attempt to bully us into accepting a deal worth less than previous deal, far less than fair market value, and not reflective of their exceptional growth. Let me pick this up again if we get it though. As our negotiation continue, TikTok attempt to bully us into accepting the deal worth less than the previous deal. I don't know if you debug inside that. Far less than the fair market value and not reflective of their exceptional growth. The letter added. So here, explain the whole thing. They decided to pay them less because they feel that now a lot of record label, and there's a lot so much song on TikTok, so they feel like, Charlie, this is what you will give you. If you like them, take them. If you don't like them, make me take them. We are here to move on those things here. So that's how I see the whole thing. That's how I think TikTok was. So, but in the eye of UMG, that's bully. That's bully. So, and there's no respect in that. That's how I think. How did it try to? How did it try to intimidate us by selectively removing the music or setting of our developing art while keeping on the platform our audience driving global stars? This one, I don't know. I feel like maybe some of their songs that they believe, maybe some of the artists, they believe that they should be promoted on like those artists are not, those TikTok is not promoting them, but TikTok is actually producing the Drake, the Taylor Swift, because they feel that they are the other side. So they are riding on the fame of those artists. So here like the case, if TikTok is pushing the new stars, then maybe UMG go feel sympathy, like, okay, because you are helping the new stars, then we'll move on with that. But UMG feels that we are promoting the song on other platforms. So if the song blows, in case the song blows, that's when TikTok will try to ride on it. But if TikTok is taking all this song, that this new and upcoming artist, and promoting their song generally, and you feel like, okay, then this is a fair deal. But you can't take a song that we are promoting, or that the song that is everywhere, before you put on your platform, then it will go viral in a way that people already know the song. But if you make the song that is not known on the platform, then I think the deal may be good for UMG. That's how I understand that statement. So this is how the statement goes: like our generation negotiation continue. TikTok attempt to bully us into accepting a deal worth less than the previous deal, far less than the fair market value, and not reflective of this exponential growth. The letter added, how did it try to intimidate us? So this is where the problem was. By selectively removing the music of certain of our developing artists, while keeping on the platform of audience-driving global stars. So that's what that statement means. The new stars or the new artist songs are not being really or regularly promoted by TikTok, but for the song that they know they are promoting is what TikTok is promoting, because people already knows about it. So if TikTok can do the other way around, promote the song that nobody knows the artist, when it becomes a global talent, we can say that you are paying out a fair deal on that. So TikTok responded. So TikTok came down and responded with what they believe it is. So TikTok responded, expressing disappointment in UMG decision and defending it as a platform supporting artists. So it came out with UMG decision to pull its catalog would impact music distributed by its recorded music division, including artists like Taylor Swift, BTS, Drake, Stormzy, Casper Nuvez, Yemi Alade, and Go. So the last licensing deal between UMG and TikTok was announced on February 8, 2021. So that was 2022, 2023, 2024. So almost 3 years. About 3 years. The dispute is not the first time the music industry has encountered issue with TikTok, with previous concern raised about copyright theft in 2019. So in case you want to know, this why Stormzy song is banned, this why Stormzy song has been removed, this why your favorite song by Stormzy you may not see it anymore, this why your favorite song by Drake, Yemi Alade, and all those who will not see it. So with that being said, I think that I've explained much on this. See you on the next update, or click on the next video and I'll see you there.